Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. The hadith of Siwak, which Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated, tells us and shows us how merciful our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is. He knows how important the Siwak is, but he also measured the pros and cons. If he were to make it mandatory, it would be extremely difficult for people. This is why he did not go to that and said, had I not feared that I would burden my ummah, I would have instructed them. So what do we understand from this? We understand that it is highly recommended to use before wudu, after wudu, and before going to prayers. Are there any etiquettes of using the siwak? Yes. In a class of knowledge, while the sheikh is giving interpretation of the Quran or of the hadith or the fiqh, and a man just gets the miswak and he does this while the sheikh is giving his lesson, this is inappropriate. If your father is advising you, or if he's shouting at you and you, yes father, I understand, do this, again, this is inappropriate. So you have to know when to use it. The Prophet said before the wudu, before the salat, and also we'll know when to use it. So you have to be respectful to others. If you think and believe that this might not be appropriate for da'wah sometimes. If I'm giving da'wah to someone in a three-piece suit, Armani suit, and he's wearing this and that, and his guy comes from high class, and while giving him da'wah, I'm brushing my teeth in front of him, spitting, you know, the small particles, would he accept Islam? I'm giving him a bad image about Islam. So you have to know when to use this beautiful sunnah. One of the mistakes that a lot of the Muslims do is when the iqamah is being given in the masjid, just before the imam says, istawu, i'tadilu, he goes, Allahu Akbar. The brother remembers that he did not use his siwak. So immediately he does this. And the imam is reading the Fatiha, maybe. No, this is wrong. When the imam says Allahu Akbar, you should immediately go and join the prayer. If you forgot to brush your teeth, this is something, is gone, khalas. Don't waste your time trying to catch up, because it's gone. Do it later on, inshallah. The following hadith of Hudhaifa, who will read it for us.
Narrated Hudhaifa, may Allah be pleased with him, whenever the Prophet, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, got up at night, he used to clean his mouth with a siwak.
Okay, in this hadith, it tells us about one of the etiquettes of night prayer. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he got up for night prayer, he used to brush and use the siwak to clean his teeth. And why is that? Anyone? Yes, Muhammad Aman.
When we get up after sleep, there is a bad smell.
Okay, who's smelling it?
Well, because there's a kind of a lethargyness in there to get the kick, you know, of coming to the normal self. Because after this, once you're in the sleep, you're in the lethargic mood. Come alive, you know, real into the real mood.
Yeah, maybe. Nah, sir, bye.
Because then he's going to offer prayers, he's going to do sujood. And when a person is in sujood, he's very close to Allah. There are angels.
Okay, I will shock you a little bit. But before shocking you, first of all, did the Prophet used to eat garlic and onions? Did he eat garlic and onions? Never. The Prophet never ate garlic and onions. And once he was in the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, as we've mentioned before, and they brought him food made of vegetables. And when he asked what is it made of, they told him garlic, onions, etc. He refrained, and his companions refrained. And he said, go ahead and eat. And they said, how can we eat if you're not eating? He said, I communicate with someone you do not communicate with. Meaning, Jibreel comes and he speaks with him. So he does not want his mouth smell to be bad. Now, the hadith is, when some of you wakes up at night, he should wash and brush his teeth well. Because, the Prophet says, when he prays and recites the Quran, the angel comes from behind him. While he's reciting the Quran, until the angel puts his mouth next to his mouth. So whatever Quran comes from your mouth goes into the angel. Shocking. But this is an authentic hadith. The angel, when you pray at night, comes and puts his mouth on your mouth. And whatever Quran comes out of you enters the angel's mouth. Now, imagine when you pray night prayer, inshallah, tonight. When you, before Fajr prayer, wake up an hour or so, make wudu, brush your teeth, wear your clothes. Everybody's asleep. Non-Muslim would say, he's stupid, what is he doing? Muslims would say, he's stupid, what is he doing? Because they don't know that the honor of a believer, the Prophet says, the honor of a believer is his night prayer. The honor of a believer is his night prayer. شرف المؤمن قيامه بالليل وعزه, and his pride is not needing what is in the people's hands. So I don't look at what you have in your wallet. I'm not looking for a raise. I'm not looking for a good position. I'm not looking for you to give me your car so I can drive. This is my pride. But your honor, the Prophet says, is night prayer. So when I stand up tonight, inshallah, in night prayer, I wash my teeth, knowing that when I say Allahu Akbar, and I recite Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the angel comes and puts his mouth on my mouth. Wallahi, if you get this idea, how is your recitation going to be? Out of this world. How is your concentration and khushu'? Out of this world. But when we don't think of this, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah. After you finish salah, did it add any value? No. Did you feel that you have gotten closer to Allah? No. So why are you praying? Because I don't want Allah to throw me in hell. No. This is one reason, but it is not the reason. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. My satisfaction in this life has been only made in prayer. My satisfaction is when I watch a movie. My satisfaction is when I listen to music. My satisfaction is when I watch my bank account grow. My satisfaction is when I marry and divorce, marry and divorce, marry and divorce. The Prophet ﷺ's satisfaction is in prayer. And until we reach this level, we will not live. Don't consider yourself living until you reach this level. Otherwise, you are a walking dead man. So, we move on to the following hadith, which is a very long hadith. I don't know if we're going to have time to read it, because what we need from it is very little. But maybe we will take questions. Do you have questions? Yes, brother.
Sheikh, we are used to with toothbrush and toothpaste. Anybody using a miswak is, you know, sort of looked at, you know, down market, you know, using miswak, old and this thing.
Yes.
So what is your advice that people more and more use miswak?
The problem is, akhi, is not with if you're using the miswak, you are a second class. If you're using toothpaste and a toothbrush, you are sophisticated. If you floss, whoa, you are from out of this world. No, 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 it's not this. The issue is in what we believe to be our means of dignity and pride. I do what I do not to impress people. Sometimes to impress people means that I take off my clothes and wear boxers or shorts and walk in front of them. This what would impress them. Sometimes impressing them means I have to kill someone or I have to beat someone, because this is what the audience want. And that is why in the old nations, in the Roman Empire, they used to bring warriors and gladiators to fight, and people are happy. Why? They're impressed. Islam tells me, do not impress people. Do the things that please Allah Azza wa Jal and would add value in you getting closer to Him. So I come to see with wisdom and hikmah. As I said, be wise. Always use the things that would appeal to people so that you draw them closer to Islam. As a Muslim, I pride on using the miswak. But if someone uses the same sunnah but using a toothbrush, I would not say you're an infidel or you're wrong. You chose a lesser thing, it adds value to you, you do it. But never ever look down at people who are making sunnah and say, nowadays people who wear their thobes above their ankles or their trousers above their ankles, they're looked down at, right? Now, where is this? Don't care about people. I do it for the sake of Allah, because I know if it exceeds the ankles, it will be in hell. Those who do not grow their beards, and they say that why this is uncivilized, you have to shave it. I say that my Prophet ﷺ told me to grow the beard. It is not a sunnah, it is a must, it's an instruction. Because if it was a sunnah and not a mandatory thing, I would have shaved it today. But because it's mandatory, I'm not shaving it. So you have to have your pride on the issues that follow the sunnah and not to give much attention to pleasing others, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.